This is Aspen Public Radio, broadcasting on KAJX Aspen and KCJX Carbondale. The Aspen Public Radio news team is providing live updates from the Lake Christine fire in Basalt. I'm Elizabeth Stewart Severy. The size of the fire is now estimated at 4,900 acres, and some of that is on land in the White River National Forest. Karen Schroyer is district ranger and is on the line. Hi, Karen.
Hi, Elizabeth.
Thanks for being here. Can you tell us how much of the forest has been affected by the fire and kind of walk us through the areas that are closed?
We're actually still waiting for a total acreage on the White River National Forest because we know that it's blown into both the White River National Forest and BLM overnight, and we haven't gotten specific acreages for each. But based on where we know the fire is burning and the direction we think it's going to continue, we have a total area closure of Basalt Mountain and the Red Table Road. So we're asking folks to stay out of those areas completely. Now, if the fire grows, as we anticipate it to do, we may be increasing that area closure as well.
And what is the best case scenario in terms of the fire's development and movement? Where would it be best if the fire were to move?
Well, we would prefer the fire move onto National Forest completely and out of the town of Basalt and these threatened neighborhoods. Obviously, we would love to see the fire move out of these neighborhoods that have had to be evacuated. You know, there aren't a lot of values at risk in the area that we think it would be burning on National Forest. And with the exception of the power line, which is extremely important to the Roaring Fork Valley, but with the exception of the power line, there's nothing on the forest that can't burn. And in terms of comparing that with the homes that are being jeopardized right now, we would much rather see it burn kind of northeast on the forest.
Okay. Can you tell me a little bit more about where that power line runs?
Right now, the power line runs almost parallel along the Frying Pan Road.
Okay, and is it directly threatened by the fire now?
It is.
Okay. So we'll continue to keep an eye on that. And as you mentioned, we've seen a lot of evacuations in those areas where urban development backs up to wildlands. And as firefighters continue to work to protect those areas, I'm wondering if the approach would be different if the fire were to move, as you said, onto those places on the forest that don't have the same kind of human values.
Well, we would definitely be moving from structure protection to managing the fire along various perimeters and being able to manage the fire more broadly with broader boundaries as opposed to having to look at structure protection right now. So it would be a different type of fire management, yes.
Okay, thanks. Could you tell me some of the ecological impacts that might happen on the forest lands?
Well, as you know, this is a fire-dependent ecosystem. It's important for folks to remember that fire has a history in this area and the landscape depends on it. So, you know, we expect that there'll be long-term benefits on the forest to wildlife habitat, fuels reduction, and creating a more resilient forest.
Karen, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you, Elizabeth.